Welcome to another episode of Black
and Blue.
And this episode is titled
Squirrel.
It's about being distracted. Mm-hmm. That's what this episode's all about. Being distracted. I can be very distracted. It's why I write a manuscript or the sermon can go for a very long time. I think the folks would feel like they're being held hostage. Uh-huh. It's no longer a sermon. This is a hostage situation.
Pastor's monologuing.
Yeah. It's why I pass out the manuscript, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Back at church, people know how you know, when is Pastor getting to the end? Uh-huh. Anyway, today, see, I'm distracted, right? Here we go.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's, I never go down the rabbit hole. Never. So we're going to look at the parable of the prodigal sons, plural, because mm-hmm. both sons are really
distracted.
Yeah, big time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually are focused more on the father's gifts mm-hmm. than the father himself, the giver of the gifts. And we see that right away with this parable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have the younger son asking for what?
Dad, I wish you were dead. I want my money.
Pretty much.
I want my inheritance now.
Yeah.
You're dead to me.
Yeah. He's killing off the dad in his heart.
Yeah.
He actually wants the father dead or actually sees mm-hmm. him already dead. Because mm-hmm. you get the inheritance after the pops dies. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
After pops dies. And so the father doesn't like reprimand him.
No.
Punish him.
Right.
He doesn't take him behind the woodshed.
Nothing. He doesn't write him out of the will.
Yeah. I mean, he actually goes along with the plan. And what's fascinating yeah. is that the elder son is quiet, mm-hmm. which means the elder son is actually wishing.
Dad was dead too.
Yeah, exactly. His silence is something we don't talk about often.
Yeah.
But actually, he likes this plan. Because he's mm-hmm. going to get actually a bigger chunk of the inheritance.
Because mm-hmm. the father gives out the inheritance to not only the younger son, but also to the older son.
Yeah.
The text says he gave it to them.
Yeah. Yeah, which we don't really talk too much about.
No.
But the silence of the elder son, it means that he's also killing dad off in his heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though he stays put.
He stays put, yeah.
So everyone thinks he's the really good son because he's helping dad on the farm.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, by all appearances, he looks like he's got it.
Exactly. And he thinks he has it mm-hmm. together,
yeah.
which we'll talk about in a few moments here. Mm-hmm. Younger son, he takes his chunk of change. And what does he do? Mm-hmm.
Goes off to a far country.
Yeah, he doesn't mm-hmm. want to live underneath the father's thumb anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He wants to live life in his terms, which mm-hmm. is always a great idea. Mm-hmm. No, it's always a bad idea.
He wants to do it my way.
Yeah, the Frank Sinatra way, right? Mm-hmm. He's mm-hmm. listening to too much of Frank's... listening to too much Frank Sinatra.
Old boys.
Yeah. And so in this faraway country... mm-hmm. the younger son, he squanders the inheritance. He spends it all.
Just keeps you going to the ATM till there's nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, everything's great. Mm-hmm. You know, when money can be withdrawn from the ATM, but the mm-hmm. day that he goes to the ATM and there's no more money, big trouble.
Yep.
It gets pretty rough and tough. Mm-hmm. And whatever friends he had, you know, he learns quickly they were fair weather friends, mm-hmm. only with him mm-hmm. when he could spend money on them. Mm-hmm. But once the money's gone, he has no one. And, you know, the well runs dry, mm-hmm. But also the land is dry.
Yep, there's a big famine.
So he can't even, like, depend on the land, like, mm-hmm. to pick and pluck the fruits and the veggies and the mm-hmm. nuts. Mm-hmm. He can't even live off the land because there is nothing. The land ain't producing.
Mm-hmm.
Barren. Mm-hmm. Emptiness.
Yeah.
That's it. And so he finds a help wanted ad, right? And
yep.
he gets a job.
Yep.
What kind of job? McDonald's?
Nope. I think this would be a micro dirty jobs kind of contender.
Yeah. He's feeding pigs.
Uh-huh.
This is probably, we know it's told within the context of really a party. Jesus, mm-hmm. he's having a party. At the beginning of Luke 15, we're told that he's having a party and he's eating with sinners and tax collectors. And that's what the Jews are grumbling about.
Mm-hmm. How dare he?
Yeah. And so really, in a lot of ways, you probably this is a Jewish son mm-hmm. who is now feeding pigs. And so you really can't get much lower than feeding pigs as a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
They're unclean.
Yep. You're not supposed to eat them,
profane.
Touch them, anything.
Anything, yeah. No BLTs.
No bacon at all.
Oh. I love Bob the Pig. He tastes so good. Bob the Pig. my nephew will know what I'm talking about there. I call every pig Bob the Pig. So talk about going from, the palace to pig poo and pods. Mm-hmm. You know you've hit rock bottom when the pig food, the pig slop, looks like filet mignon. Mm-hmm. That's how hungry this guy is. He's not even getting what he needs with this job. Mm-hmm. And he comes up with a game plan though.
Yep.
You know, as he's feeling the rumblies in his tummy, he thinks of the workers, the servants, mm-hmm. the slaves in his father's house, and how they always have a full tum-tum when mm-hmm. they go to bed. Mm-hmm. They have enough bread every single day. Mm-hmm. And so even then, though, he's thinking about...
The gifts.
He's not really thinking about the father. He's thinking about the gifts.
Yeah. How I can earn my way back into the father's house so I can start getting the gifts from dad again.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. So his game plan is what?
I'll go back to my dad and I'll say, I sinned against you. Treat me as one of your... hired servants.
Yeah, I'm unworthy to be called your son. You know, treat me as a hired servant. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so the idea is, he's not going to be in the mansion, mm-hmm. but he's going to be in one of the slave quarters, mm-hmm. and he's going to work his way back into sonship. Mm-hmm. And so that's how he really thinks he can make himself worthy. Mm-hmm. And so first he'll start off as a slave, and he'll make his way as a son. Mm-hmm. And he'll do it by his efforts, by his performance, by his works, by his actions, mm-hmm. by his doing.
He'll make himself worthy.
Exactly.
Worthy to be back in the palace.
Yeah. And on the way there, he'll have a full tum-tum because that's mm-hmm. his only concern right now. Mm-hmm. I'm starving to death.
He wants the edible gifts, basically. The gifts you can eat, sink your teeth in.
I'm thinking of edible arrangements now. Thank you.
Oh, my. You're welcome.
So... he makes his way back to home, mm-hmm. and I have this picture of the father in this rocking chair that he got from Cracker Barrel, of course. Mm-hmm. And he's on the front porch, just rocking away, and has his mm-hmm. binoculars. And one day he actually sees the son approaching. And what does the father do?
He gets up and runs to him.
Runs to him.
Well, the son was still a long way off.
Yeah, this is important though.
Yeah.
When the younger son left mm-hmm. the home. He not only turned his back on the father, he turned his back on the entire community, the village.
Yeah.
He was not only saying, I hate you, pops, but I hate you, village. Mm-hmm. And so the father doesn't want the village people to get their hands on the younger son, because if they do, game over.
He's toast.
They're going to rip him apart. Mm-hmm. And so the father doesn't want that. He wants the son alive. He loves mm-hmm. the son.
Yeah.
And he proves that not even with words. With actions.
Yeah. He runs to him. I mean, showing his legs, which would be really scandalous at that time. I mean, stately, rich men don't run, much less lift up their ornate robes to run to a son who smells of pig poop.
Yeah. I mean, talk about humiliating yourself.
Yeah.
But it was all worth it because he wants his son back and he's back.
Yeah. So he gives him this huge hug and kisses him and just is so, so excited to see him.
Yeah, and I picture him just with those arms spread out, protective mm-hmm. wings, mm-hmm. embraces him, mm-hmm. tears rolling down his cheeks, mm-hmm. and kissing this son that reeks the high heaven, mm-hmm. and he just mm-hmm. doesn't care.
Yep,
because his son is alive.
Yeah,
and within the loving embrace of the father, mm-hmm. The younger son he drops a part of his plan. He realizes actually his game plan has just gone up in smokes mm-hmm. and smoke.
Mm-hmm. His become a servant plan, it's not going to work.
Yeah, so he says within the loving embrace of the father, what?
Mm-hmm.
I have
sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
So he knows he's unworthy, mm-hmm. But he's still a son.
Yeah.
And the father proves it by, shrouding this son's shame with a royal mm-hmm. robe, mm-hmm. Securing the son's status as a son mm-hmm. with the royal ring, mm-hmm. and then restoring, mm-hmm. His room in the mansion mm-hmm. with the royal flippy floppies, mm-hmm. the royal sandals. Yeah. Only sons wore sandals. I mean, mm-hmm. anyone part of the family wore sandals. I mean, slaves did not wear sandals. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything about this wardrobe says, you are my
beloved son.
You're my beloved son.
You belong.
Yep. Yeah. And then he throws a party. Mm-hmm. I mean, already, I mean, if this kid doubted that he was a kid in the father's house, I mean, the party's going to really scream that. Mm-hmm. And he slaughters the fattened calf for him.
Mm-hmm. He goes all out.
All out. Spares no expense. Mm-hmm. And he invites the entire community, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And he invites everyone, you know, because everyone is invited. Mm-hmm. Everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm. He doesn't pick and choose like, oh, this person's worthy, this person's unworthy, this person smells bad, this person smells good. Mm-hmm. You know, he invites mm-hmm. everyone because everyone's actually unworthy. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the message that this party sends. Yeah. That there is no one that can make himself or herself worthy. Everyone's unworthy, and he welcomes the unworthy. He's here for the unworthy. Mm-hmm. That's what this father is saying.
And he has plenty for the unworthy. Yeah. There, he's not going to run out of any of the food, any of the party provisions. No. He's not going to run out of anything. So he doesn't have to, you know, pick and choose who comes because there's no scarcity with him.
None.
Abundant father.
But the elder son, he doesn't recognize that quite yet. He's out working in the field because, you know, that's what he does. He worky mm-hmm. all day long.
Yeah.
Because he thinks he needs to claw and climb his way to the top. Mm-hmm. He has to earn every little bit. Mm-hmm. Because for him, life in the father's house, he doesn't get it.
Right.
There's abundance, but he really thinks there is scarcity. Mm-hmm. It's a zero sum game. Mm-hmm. And he's living life as though there's only a finite amount of stuff. And mm-hmm. he has to actually like work for whatever he can get.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's approval or money or anything. Oh, the father's love. That he's got it. It's based on his performance.
Performance.
So he's viewing his dad basically as his employer, his boss.
He's living like a slave, not a son.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Yeah.
And so he's leaving, you know, the fields because, you know, it's 5 o'clock and he's punching out. Mm-hmm. And the workday's over. And he hears all this ruckus, all this noise. And he wonders what's happening. And so a servant tells him, oh, you know, your brother, the one that was gone, well, he's back. Mm-hmm. And your father is so excited that he who was lost is found. He who mm-hmm. was dead is now alive.
Yeah.
And now we're partying.
Mm-hmm.
And so he won't go to the party, though.
He goes and pouts outside.
Yeah. No party for him, only pouting.
Yeah.
And he pouts because he's deemed his brother unworthy. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done all the wrong things. And from his perspective, now this younger brother is being rewarded for doing all the wrong stuff. He who has done all the right stuff, he should be the one rewarded. Mm-hmm. And so the father, he goes out to him and begs him, pleads with him, hey, come to the party, stop pouting and start partying with mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. But then he says, what?
All this time I've worked for you and, you know, you didn't even give me one kid to celebrate with my friends.
Yeah, see, he wants a party where he gets mm-hmm. to have a bouncer. Mm-hmm. And that bouncer, you know, he tells the bouncer exactly who's allowed in. Mm-hmm. Only the worthy. Mm-hmm. And so he sets, you know, basically the standard for who mm-hmm. is worthy mm-hmm. and who is unworthy. Mm-hmm. And only the worthy people are going to be at his party.
Only the people like him.
Like him.
Who have it all together.
All together. Oh, yeah. They made all the right decisions. Uh-huh. You know, did life the right way. You know, earn their way into this party. Mm-hmm. But all the losers, they're on the outside. And the bouncer will make sure that they're on the outside.
Because mm-hmm. none of the valuable food should be spent on them.
Oh, never. No, they're not deserving.
Nope, they're unworthy.
And so then the, you know, what's interesting too, is he never calls his dad.
Yeah.
And he never calls his brother his brother. He mm-hmm. says,
This son of yours.
Yeah, so he even the language of the elder son, he's completely cut himself off from the father and his son and the family. Mm-hmm. He has completely divorced himself from the family, turned mm-hmm. his back on the family. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the father, you know, he's like, whoa. What are you talking about? Everything that is mine is already
yours.
Before he was even conceived, it was already his. Already his.
Yeah.
Everything was already his. Before he could even lift a finger and put in a good work day. Before he could walk. You know, before he could do anything, everything was already his, a gift.
Uh-huh.
And remember, this is not like any other house on planet Earth. This is, remember, this is not about an earthly father. This is about God or heavenly father. Mm-hmm. And his mansion, you know, we can't outgive him.
No, we can't.
And even, you know, what the younger son squandered, you know, he had covered. The father had covered mm-hmm. and some.
Mm-hmm. He still had plenty of clothes to clothe him in and plenty of food for the party.
Because in the mansion, there is no scarcity. It's only plenty. Mm-hmm. Only abundance. You know, that his well can't ever run dry. Mm-hmm. That is a free flow of gifts. And the father is just begging the elder son, just, you know, live in that flow of my giving. Mm-hmm. Unconditional, no strings attached giving. Just, and, you know, his giving is not a trickle. It's a tsunami.
Yeah.
It's a Niagara Falls amount of gifts.
The father's like, be filled.
Yeah, be filled, be filled. And so we don't really know what the elder son does. But really what the father wants the elder son to know mm-hmm. is that, you know, there really is only one party, mm-hmm. his party, and everyone's unworthy and everyone's welcomed. Mm-hmm. And so quit the pouting and start the partying. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is so true with us as, you know, members of the Christian church, that we have a father that just delights in us, and he is nothing but a perpetual gushing fountain mm-hmm. of gifts. And he's already given the greatest gift, namely his son. And you know, he who is, you know, worthy at the core of his being, this Jesus, mm-hmm. he actually makes himself unworthy. Mm-hmm. He lowers himself, not into pig poo, but into our sin and death. He dies on the Friday we call good. And then he rises so that he can exalt us. We who are unworthy, he exalts us, right? Mm-hmm. Carries us on his back, what a piggyback ride, to the Father's table.
Yeah.
Where we get to actually feast on him, our fattened calf.
Right, yeah.
We get to sink our teeth into not scarcity, but abundance. Yeah. We get to taste and see abundance. We get to mm-hmm. love abundance, live abundance, be abundance. Mm-hmm. It's so yeah. great. And we're given such a wardrobe.
We are. Oh. In the waters of holy baptism, we're given that robe of Jesus. Just like that younger son, we're given this beautiful robe that shows how worthy we are because of Jesus. We're given the name of the Father, yeah. The name of the Father, Son, and Holy yeah. Spirit, which is like that signet ring saying, you belong. And there's a room with our name on it that our Lord Jesus mm-hmm. has gone to prepare for us. So that's our cool sandal. Some cool sandal fashion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, from slaves to sons and daughters, mm-hmm. right? So, I mean, yeah. you can't ask for a better rags to riches story. And mm-hmm. it's not just a story. It's true. It's yeah. true. You yeah. are a son. You are a daughter in the Father's house. And in this house, the Father's house, mm-hmm. there isn't scarcity. There's plenty. Abundance.
Only abundance.
And, yeah. and let's live like that.
Wait, you mean we get to live in abundance every single day?
Yeah,
like do. This day is full of abundance. This moment.
We can't outgive our giver God.
Exactly.
And so every time you go to the Lord's Supper, mm-hmm. We're no longer distracted. Our mm-hmm. focus is on this Father, mm-hmm. where we get to sip and sup the Son's sacrifice. Mm-hmm. We get to taste and see abundance.
Mm-hmm. We get to receive from the giver himself.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is.
So let's, you know, just party in the Father's house.
Woo!
By his wounds,
we are healed.
So long.
Ciao.